It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. This year, we focus on the Bucky's legend, R.H. Bob Peters. That's next on Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. All this season, we're going to focus back on the celebration of life for R.H. Bob Peters this past summer. Last week, his son Steve talked about how R.H. taught him how to win at ping pong. This week, more from Steve in his days with the summer hockey camp.
So he taught you how to win. The other thing he taught me is how to earn things and how to take care of them. And a few people here that lived in this community or knew R.H. and you saw Old Blue, Old Blue is a 20-year-old vehicle that looked like it came off the showroom floor today. With the white walls, yeah, they were white walls. The white walls were sparkling white. It was fantastically polished. And that's what R.H. instilled in you. You take care of it. I earned that. I worked hard for it. And I'm going to take care of it. And he passed that on to all of us. Take care of what you have. Mary Lou and I were cleaning out R.H.'s closet this week. And in his closet, he had his dress shoes. And every single shoe had the wooden shoehorn in it, and every shoe was individually wrapped in its own bag. And I'm like, I throw mine in my closet. But that just showed how important things, if it was important to him, he took good care of it, and he passed that on to all of us. If you played for him or worked for him, and we're getting to that, because the most important thing he taught me is how to work. And Murray Williamson, who's here today, and they own the hockey school. And I saw Kevin and Dino here, and Barb and myself, and so many countless people in this room worked at the hockey camp. And if you worked there, you worked. And you learned how to do things the right way. Because with RH, whether it was at BSU or at the hockey school, there was one way, and it was the right way. It wasn't the easy way, wasn't the cheap way, wasn't the shortcut way. It was the right way. No matter how hard that was or how long it took you to get there, you did it the right way. And you went to the hockey camp, the second a parent dropped their kid off on a Sunday afternoon until they picked them up after those awful hot dogs in the 1972 Stanley Cup movie in the gym, that kid was taken care of, and everything was first class. Everything was done right, and we cussed under our breath, and those keys, by the way, Vance is here. My dad had more keys than Vance. Like, I don't know what they were for, but if you saw RH's keychain jingling down the hallway, we used to steal it from each other and jingle around the corner, and everybody would start working again. And the other thing he did is when he was at the hockey school and we learned to work, he put on his work gloves. Now, I don't know if you saw RH with his work gloves, because they looked about like this, brand new. They hadn't seen a mop in a long time. But what he used his, well, his Lamonts for was pointing. You missed that. You missed that. There's a cigarette in the parking lot. But again, everything was spotless. Everything was clean. And I remember my friends, I had friends in high school and college that were fairly bright guys that apparently didn't know how to mop. Because he would walk by, no, you don't mop like this, you mop like this. And he had to do his self-demonstration. He didn't sweep right, he didn't mop right. And once R.H. showed you, you better get it right the next time. And that place was spotless. I still, to this day, don't know how to throw water. I don't know if anybody had to throw water at the goalie crease to get the ice to build up around the goalie. I still don't know what I did wrong. You pick it up at the bottom and you dump it, pouring water. But I got it wrong, but R.H. did it the right way. And the hockey school, for all of you that work there, first of all, thank you, because it wasn't just the work, it was the family. It was an unbelievable place to grow up, and I'm so thankful that Murray and RH had the hockey camp. So thank you for that.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.